The negotiated agreement for the four Kennedy-Nixon events set future patterns for formats and almost everything else about the debates until 1992, including the negotiations themselves. As a matter of history, even Abraham Lincoln and Stephen A. Douglas tangled over the specifics of the subject, the number, and some of the details of their seven famous Illinois debates on slavery in 1858. They did their pre-debate negotiating through the mail and surrogates, not that much differently than the way it still happens. In 1960, surrogates for Nixon and Kennedy wrestled with the debate sponsors, the commercial television networks, over the room temperature, the use of notes, and the lighting, among other things. The biggest hurdles were over the number of debates and the selection of the journalist moderators and panelists. Kennedy wanted more debates than Nixon. The networks wanted only TV radio questioners, while the candidates insisted on bringing print people into the mix as well. Kennedy and Nixon stood behind podiums, made opening and closing statements, and in between answered questions that were solely the work of the individual panelists. No questions or specific topics were cleared ahead of time with anyone, most particularly the candidates. Debate formats differed little through the years between 1960 and 1992, the major variables confined to answer time limits and the addition of a live audience. The four Kennedy-Nixon exchanges were all in silent television studios. In 1988, moderators were allowed to move beyond traffic cop and follow-up duties to ask their own opening questions of each candidate. I was the first moderator to do so. The October 15, 1992 debate among President George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Ross Perot changed everything. For the first time, candidates would answer questions created and asked by would-be voters, not professional journalists, in a town hall-type format. Carol Simpson of ABC News moderated that event at the University of Richmond, Virginia. The opening half of the October 19, 1992, 90-minute Bush-Clinton-Perot event at East Lansing, Michigan, which I moderated, was the first presidential debate with no major time restraints, no two-minute answers and one-minute responses. That followed a week after the raucous vice presidential debate among Dan Quayle, Al Gore, and James Stockdale, which featured a five-minute discussion period about each issue. Hal Bruno of ABC moderated that one. Those debates also marked the end of the journalist panel format. Simpson, Bruno, and I all sat alone at the moderator's table at our respective events. Every debate since, in 1996, 2000, 2004, and 2008, has had either a sole moderator or a participatory town hall audience. The only other new wrinkle has been to have the candidates do at least one of their debates seated at a table rather than standing at podiums. During the George W. Bush years, all vice presidential debates were seated, a pattern that began at the insistence of Dick Cheney as the Republican candidate for vice president in 2000 and again as the incumbent 4 years later. While the 1992 wide-open experiment, a podium debate, appeared to work at the time, it has yet to return in any future debate. According to those involved in negotiations since, most candidates, each in their own way, choose not to take what is considered the risk of an open format. There were no presidential debates for 16 years after the Kennedy-Nixon four. Their return almost immediately proved that some risks cannot be negotiated away.